All right, Bob's World's brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
All right, let's get to it because this is awesome.
Okay, so I don't know if everybody knows Paul Bissonnette, Biz Nasty, a longtime NHL pugilist, a goon, as they are sometimes negatively called. But he, Biz, as he's called, was a mediocre player. I mean, better than you, but
better
mediocre.
Than you.
Yeah, absolutely. 200 games in the NHL. And most of the time it was there because he would fight people. And he was very good at that. And then he's become a media star for the game of ice hockey. And was on TNT last spring when he called Dave a buttercup. Here's this from the TNT broadcast.
This is enormous for Dallas. Headed to overtime, down 2-0 in this series. You don't have energy for playoff overtime?
They're reading Dave's tweet that says, I don't have the energy for playoff overtime. Hold me. That's Dave Lane at Old Waver on Twitter on April 30th, 2024. And here's what Biz Nasty says to Dave.
You don't have energy for playoff overtime?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, listen.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, come on.
Where'd you go to Marner School of Playoff Hockey?
What is happening right now?
So he called you Buttercup and cracked a Mitch Marner joke as Toronto is having a tough time. So that's when Dave and Biz got to know each other.
Yeah, we almost came to blows.
But
suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, come on.
So he was the first guy to call Dave Buttercup. Well, on Sunday, Biz was taken to the hospital because he was attacked by
not by me,
by several men at Houston's restaurant in Scottsdale. Okay?
Yeah.
You familiar with the Houston's?
Houston's is here. It's a nice upscale restaurant.
Yes, a fine, I wouldn't say fine dining, but it is upscale.
Yes.
It is a nice casual dining place.
Well, right. He says he is a regular at the Houston's in Scottsdale. A regular.
It's got to be right by his house.
And he knows the staff, and he normally gets a spot at the bar and does whatever he's got to do and just kind of hangs out there and does his thing. Well, on Sunday, things started going a little crazy. And because I listened to Spittin' Chicklets, his podcast with Ryan Whitney, where they talk hockey, and this episode is Jeff Merrick, friend of the show, and Bruce Boudreau, the longtime coach. And they start the episode by him telling the story of why he just got out of the hospital, is still on meds. Five guys in a fight with him are now in custody or arrested and then released. They're looking for a sixth, and I guess Biz was released because they saw no wrongdoing, which I guess we all live different lives because I've never been in a fight with six guys at the same time. Anyway, let's let him tell the story a little bit.
Eventually, instead of going to the bar, I get called up to go sit down at my a seat, so not at the bar area. So I'm putting in an order for a salad, and all of a sudden you could just hear a commotion at the bar area. And the girl that I was that was taking my order, like, her jaw kind of dropped. And I look over, and there's this gentleman in a red golf shirt along with about nine other guys. And he's being asked to leave by the smaller assistant manager. And this guy is just screaming in his face, creating a ruckus. The whole restaurant now is looking over there like, what is happening? So assuming that would have diffused everything, luckily that guy ended up walking out of the restaurant after screaming in the assistant manager's face. And then he starts making his way back over to where the other nine guys were, where the main manager was trying to calm these guys down and explain, hey, listen, like, if you don't have a seat in this area, you can't drink. That's just kind of the rule. Like, I go there 3-4 times a week. Even sometimes I can't, I never get to do that. That's just the rule. So this gentleman with a lime green golf shirt, who's kind of being the antagonist, starts putting his finger in the manager's face and backing him up onto the backside of the bar.
Okay, so that's the setup. As we have a group of guys apparently right off the golf course, Scottsdale, who could have seen that coming? And they want to be served, even though they don't have a spot at the bar. This is a place.
Golfers thinking that they're special and somehow above the rules.
Dave, would you love it if Scotty Scheffler was one of these guys?
Yes.
Well, these guys are told you have to have a seat at the bar if you want to drink here. Otherwise, you can be at your table. You just can't stand here. A big group of you guys can't stand here and drink.
Which, by the way, I mean, I've been in restaurants like that where they don't allow that. And it's like, oh, okay. I mean, what a bunch of jack wagons.
Well, yeah. And I mean, that's the rule at the Houston's on Preston Road. If you go there, you can't just loiter in the bar. You have to take a seat at the bar or have a seat in the bar. You can't just hang out.
Okay, so a recap. Bunch of golfers are demanding alcohol. Finger in the chest of the manager. Our favorite hockey goon, aside from Seve, is just at an adjacent table, and he's realizing that a ruckus is being caused, and now we take you to cut two.
So after about watching this for probably about 15 seconds of him getting in his face and now the manager trying to remove this guy's arm from his face, I get up and I go over and I walk over. I grab the guy's arm. I said, listen, buddy, if you keep harassing and assaulting the staff here, I said, we're going to go outside and we're going to have some problems. The minute that left my mouth, the guy beside him starts throwing punches. And then next thing you know, there was about four guys swinging at me. So we're in the middle of the bar area and I am just throwing and I'm eating punches. I'm getting pushed against the bar. My shirt gets ripped off. And as I'm kind of getting pushed out towards where the main door is, we're still swinging. We're all of a sudden now in the parking lot and they keep coming. And we end up in kind of where the first rock area is where there's gravel and they get me down. They're throwing punches. I'm able to get back up. I lose my shoe and, you know, I'm taking some and I'm giving some. And I would say about the entire time, there was about 5 to 7 of them, mostly 5 of them attacking. And I kept having to backpedal because if you get caught up with one and then you go down, then all of a sudden they're boot-f***ing you and you're done.
So he's talking about the fact that he can't go to the ground because in a fight, once you're on the ground in a group of guys, they're all kicking you in the head and that's where you can literally
die
or be a vegetable or bad things.
Yeah, 5 to 7 drunk idiots coming at you all at once.
So, again, the reason this struck us all is imagine picking a fight with a hockey fighter.
Right.
And not totally realizing what just happened because you just got off the golf course. You're a little bit lit.
Yeah, do you think any of these 5 to 7 privileged a-holes had ever been in a real fight before?
I'm going to say no. But I'm also going to say Biz... Now, he's badly outnumbered here, but I'm going to think he's taken so many punches that he doesn't even really feel most of them anymore. Like, you want to talk about a seasoned fighter. You probably don't want to get into a fight with someone in the UFC or someone who fights for a living in the NHL. And now cut three will conclude this crazy story.
I ate 3 kicks, 1 in the neck, 2 in the head. Was able to get up, and now at this point I have no shoes on. I got my pants, no shirt, and I finally am able to run in the CVS, and then they didn't come in the CVS. And thankfully, the cops were called right away while the thing was going on in Houston's. And by the time the altercation was done, they were able to book 5 of these guys, and they got them either whether it was in county jail or the local jail. And I'll get their names, boys, and this is going to be a thing. And yeah, maybe I bit off a little bit more than I could chew, but I wouldn't have changed one thing about what I ended up doing. And I know I ate a few and I know that I'm in rough shape. I had to go to the hospital after. I think the whole ordeal probably lasted about 3 and a half minutes, like give or take, you know, 30 seconds. I was pretty gassed and like, I'm so fired up right now. I would be willing to waive every single charge if I could go behind a barn somewhere and go on 1v1 every guy, one after the other. I'm gonna do what I can to ruin these guys' lives, and they're assholes. And I just, like I said, I kind of want my vengeance at this point, and maybe things will change once I calm down. But first time I'd ever been in a situation like that. Just glad I didn't get KO'd on the ground there, because they would have just probably boot my head off, and who knows, right? So them. Dude. I'm glad I caught that bald who was the antagonizer. And the one guy in that lime green golf shirt, oh, me, man. or what I would pay to have him 1v1.
Oof. My God.
So all these guys' names are going to be public.
Yeah. And more importantly, the surveillance footage is going to be out there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I believe the cops are, now the cops are only going on what they believe have happened, but when this comes out, we'll be able to verify Biz's accounts, but it sounds like they didn't even write him a ticket in terms of just trying to stand up for that management staff that was, you know, being, they were getting physical against the manager for not serving them.
Yeah. They were already drunk.
Yes.
So they didn't necessarily even need to be served any longer to begin with.
That's exactly right.
But yeah, I guess, was the lime green shirt the second one in?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, and so we know from hockey that second guy in, that's a game misconduct.
That's a game misconduct, absolutely, yeah. So
you can't jump a guy who's already engaged with somebody else.
So do you think this is going to be released?
Yeah.
Or leaked?
Yeah, because he's like...
TMZ is on this, so I'm sure TMZ will be the ones to get the surveillance footage either from CVS or Houston's or both first.
And he wants it out there. You know, he's been...
I don't blame him.
He's
I would,
like,
too.
He's like, this ain't right. And they asked him, hey, did anybody step in there and join you? He's like, well, no. It started and was over probably in three and a half minutes. And I was just thinking to myself, if something like that would happen across a restaurant, and I see 9 versus 1. I'd like to think I'd help the person who's in the right and by themselves, but man.
But what if you didn't know what
judgment,
was going on?
Yeah.
That's a huge restaurant, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you just looked over there and all of a sudden...
You just see a fracas in the bar that spills out into the parking lot, you have no idea who is versus who or what started it.
Right, or who's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you know one is an NHL goon who's in the right, you'd be like, okay, I'll see if I can help you, but I mean... Yeah, it's just...
Best thing you can do in that situation is dial 911.
Yeah, it probably is. And again, the best way to stay out of, like, dying, like in a road rage situation, is kind of get out of there, right? That's what we tell our kids. It's like, no, don't give somebody the bird back. What are you going to do? What? I got shot, but I did not let that guy give me the finger.
You all know, right. Would lime green guy at this moment right now, would he say, reach out to Paul Bissonnette's representatives and say, all right, I'm down. As long as you don't press charges with me, I'll fight you wherever you want to fight. Or would you be like, oh my God, I'll do 30 days in jail to avoid fighting this guy because he did take on 7 of us.
I mean, it's... Honestly, it's hilarious that you get smart with a management staff. I mean, it's right out of an action movie, right?
That's, you know what this sounds like?
That Swayze steps in. And,
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
This sounds like Roadhouse.
And then his shirt get... Oh, right now, did your shirt get ripped off?
Right.
And it's freaking raw. Like, it's like Biz Nasty is just, I'm guessing, still in really good shape.
How old is he?
He's 40. He's 39.
Okay.
Oh, look. We have identified the suspects.
For real?
Yeah, we have. Oh, and there's lime green shirt guy. Yeah, so we have 6 of the guys. By the way, several of them appear to be retirement age.
Two of them.
Now, lime green shirt guy does not.
Yeah, they look like there's 3 guys that are between 25 and 35, and then 3 guys that look... Or 2 guys that look old. Those had to be the 2 guys that were lagging back.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is, there they are. This just went down, and they all thought they were going to take on an NHL goon at a bar. And pretty wild story.
Have you seen Bissonnette? Like, what does he look like?
What does Bissonnette look like?
No. With the...
So he put something out on his social. Here, I'll show you. Honestly, he's got a couple little scrapes, but he looks just fine. I mean, there he is the story right there.
Yeah, he doesn't look that bad.
No.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, so...
Dave, would you fight him?
No.
No, the biggest thing about this is those guys, they don't suffer fools, man. And they don't think anything of, let's take this outside, buddy. We'll settle this out here. I mean, the life of an NHL can you imagine, John?
He's not just a player. He's a fighter.
No, that's the thing. There's a lot of NHL players that are probably not very good at fighting. But the ones who are actual fighters, you probably want to pick a fight with somebody else. So there you go. There's Bob's word.